Do you get enough benefits from using sites like Facebook and LinkedIn to make it worth your time? I'm trying to figure that out for myself because it's something that people keep saying, you should be doing this, it's really helpful, and I'm struggling to do it. So I've recruited a LinkedIn coach who is, of course, LinkedIn evangelist and host of Amtower Off Center. It's Mark Amtower. And we started on Monday, and you're putting me through my paces once a week. And it's useful to the point where I wanted to come on the air and talk about it with you, Mark. So thanks for doing this.
Sure. My pleasure.
For both the coaching part and for talking to me about it on the radio, because I think it's helpful for people and will become more timely, too, because I tried the new Facebook today, and it stinks. I can't stand it. I can't find anything, and on and on and on. As we talked about LinkedIn, we started this on Monday morning. You had a couple of goals for me that I think are benchmarks that we set that I think would be applicable to just about anybody who's trying to do what I'm doing, which is to figure out what's really the point of this and how will this benefit me. Talk about those benchmarks that we talked about.
Let's talk about setting the goal first. You really have to determine what you want to do on LinkedIn. And Francis, you've got a tremendous reach with in-depth. Every afternoon, thousands of people are tuning into this, but tens of thousands of more could truly benefit. So one of our goals for Francis Rose on LinkedIn is to expand the listenership for the show. Okay? So, how do we do that? You know, we have to benchmark, number one, how many connections you currently have. And I don't want you to get into particulars on the show, but if we, you know, do an update a little later on, we can say, you know, you're up 10% or whatever.
But right.
Number of connections, number of groups, and your profile itself. We hit on your profile because your tagline was exactly what your job is. So we don't want to repeat that because it does repeat it on your profile immediately if you leave the tagline as your job. So we updated that. So, and it's also when you post into groups and things like that, it's the first thing that people see, your name and your tagline. Boom. You know, if it just says, you know, VP of something, it doesn't tell people what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to tell them what you do, what you're good at. So that begins your positioning. But benchmarking where you are, number of connections, number of groups, how many recommendations you have, number of best answers, and for yourself, something people can't see, how many times your profile is viewed on a daily or weekly basis. You set the parameters for what you want to do, and now you have kind of point A, and then determine what point E, point B is. Do you want to find a job? Do you want more customers, prospects? Do you want to meet specific people in the market? And keep in mind that the WashTech Top 100 are all here, and I believe the Fast 50 are all here. I'm doing some research on 8A Stars, and I'm finding a ton of them on LinkedIn.
Now, one of the things that is different from Facebook is the groups, and there are tons of groups about tons of different topics, and even within an individual topic, there are different groups with different worldviews on that topic. What's the benefit to me to be, not just me, but to anybody who is trying to either grow their business or grow their connection and their reach, you know, somebody that works for an agency, what's the benefit in being engaged in these groups?
If the group is germane to what you do and it is a well-managed group, for instance, you know, two of the most active managers on LinkedIn are Peter Weischer of Washington Management Group, who runs the GSA and VA schedules group, which is tremendous, and me. I run the Government Market Master.
Of course you'd name yourself.
Well, I have to because I'm a very proactive manager. And a lot of groups have a lot of spam in it, people who shouldn't join the group, and they're posting, you know, buy my T-shirts or, you know, go to this site. You know, there's phishing expeditions on LinkedIn if you don't monitor it well. So Peter's a very good group manager. I'm a very good group manager. But, I work pretty hard at this, so I pay attention. But if you find the right groups to belong to, you can do research, you can ask questions, you can reach out to other people. If you want to connect to a specific prime contractor and you know kind of who they are, you look the company up on LinkedIn, you see who, if once you look up the company, it'll tell you the personnel who are there on LinkedIn by degrees, by descending degrees. So if you have any first degree connections, they're there. Second degree, they're there. You can see all of their people who are on LinkedIn. You can determine who you want to reach. You look at their profile. You see what groups they belong to. If you want to get on their radar, you join that group and you start participating. You post some good stuff. You ask some good questions. Now you're on their radar. If they respond to you, boom, you've got it. Even if they don't, one of the reasons to connect with people on LinkedIn, it prompts you when you want to connect with someone. Do you know them? Are you in groups? Did you go to school with them? Have you worked at the same company with them? And if it's none of the above, you have to know their email address.
All right. We've got to cut it short there, but I appreciate you being on. I'm going to have you back from time to time to talk about what kind of progress I'm making.
Okay. And if anybody else wants help on this, look me up on LinkedIn.